Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another stabbing near Times Square.
This violence happening in front of a pizza shop here at 42nd and 9th around 2 in the morning. A 42-year-old man was stabbed once in the chest. EMS got here and treated him on the sidewalk and then got him to Bellevue Hospital, where I'm told he is in stable condition. Now, initially, there were no arrests, as the NYPD tells me. They're looking for a man who was last seen running east on 42nd Street toward the Port Authority bus terminal. They're also reviewing surveillance cameras in the area. And they also spoke to a couple of construction guys who were working in the street here right in front of this scene as to what they may have witnessed. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. 42nd and 9th.
The curfew outside Delaney Hall is being lifted. We got that word from Newark Mayor Ross Baraka as Newark cops take over patrols in the area from state police. They had been called in by the governor, who said that would be better than ICE dealing with demonstrators. Mayor Baraka says it wasn't.
We obviously thought that the interaction between ICE agents, Homeland Security, and the interaction between the state police and residents were troubling.
Especially when they moved in with riot gear.
Our officers are more trained in de-escalation, not because we were just born that way, but because we just went through a consent decree. And our officers have been trained, and so we have a little bit more restraint.
The mayor, meantime, has filed a federal lawsuit against the contractor operating the ICE detention center. The New Jersey Attorney General has also filed a lawsuit against the GEO Group for not allowing the state health department to fully inspect the facility. Tuesday was primary day in a number of states, with some key races being watched around the nation. In New Jersey, former U.S. Navy helicopter pilot Democrat Rebecca Bennett won the Democratic nomination for the 7th Congressional District. She will take on Republican Tom Kaine Jr., who hasn't been seen for months until he resurfaced in late May and told the New Jersey Globe that he anticipated returning soon. He hasn't voted in the House since March 5th, citing a medical issue, which he says he will disclose when he returns to working in person. Also in New Jersey, Republicans have chosen former Senate candidate Justin Murphy to face Democrat Cory Booker in the U.S. Senate race. Another race to watch around here, the one for mayor of Bayville, Long Island, where in this town of about 7,000, there are no candidates. That's right. Zero.
This longtime resident says he's scratching his head trying to figure out why no one is running for the mayor of Bayville. Why do you think no one wants to run for mayor here?
I have no idea. It's weird.
And this man says, yeah, he could be mayor. And he has a lot of ideas, including giving the beach strip a facelift.
Walls Wharf, which is the premier restaurant on the North Shore. Schulze's is new. And it's very, very dependably good food there.
You'd be a good mayor. You're giving all the highlights. Another says if he becomes mayor, he would have to do something about the traffic. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, it could be that the job comes with only a $5,000 stipend. As for what happens now, the mayor will be chosen by write-in ballot. The vote is June 16th. We are hearing from Scott Pelley after he was fired from 60 Minutes. That's after it was widely reported that he ripped into the show's newly appointed executive producer and accused the head of CBS News, Barry Weiss, of trying to murder the show by firing senior producers and two correspondents. In a statement, Pelley accused Paramount Skydance of casting the legendary show aside to curry a moment of favor with the Trump administration. He wrote that, quote, incompetence and unprofessionalism in the new management have wreaked havoc, and said they've even instructed him to, quote, inject falsehoods and bias into a politically sensitive story. Pelley said he either ignored the order or refused it outright. He expressed gratitude for those he's worked with over the years and concluded with, quote, I pray for a day when those people and their ideals are honored again, a day when sanity, competence, and courage return. Dentures, live butterflies, and a wedding gown. Uber is out with its 10th annual Lost and Found Index, but this year the actual items got the museum treatment with a pop-up exhibit down at the Oculus.
You know the feeling, one thing on your mind, getting to your destination. You hop out, close the door, and realize, I left something behind.
Galaxy Buds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the case for it.
I hardly ever lose anything.
Nice. I've only ever lost a phone in an Uber.
Yeah, not the best feeling, but Uber keeps tabs and has made their lost and found a thing for 10 years. especially the unique ones, Emmanuel says.
I think if people just left cash, that would be gone.
Instead, there's live goldfish, tacos, and a calculator. Yes, that was together. Even breathalyzers. Ivana says.
I think people are fascinating more than we give them credit for. And I think that drivers are excited about the little moments.
Can't imagine the driver's thoughts after finding a toilet plunger, though. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Oculus.
The group Village Restoration is looking to have the area south of Union Square become a landmarked district honoring LGBTQ plus history. This would be 3rd to 5th Avenues between 14th and 9th Streets. Andrew Berman is the executive director of Village Preservation.
This area has this incredibly rich history connected to the LGBTQ civil rights movement, but also painters, poets, politicians, pop artists, a really incredibly broad array of people who transformed life for both LGBTQ people and for all New Yorkers and Americans.
Among the big names and organizations linked to the area, Andy Warhol, playwright Terrence McNally, the late poet Frank O'Hara, blues icon Bessie Smith, and the National Gay Task Force, which has its headquarters at 85th Avenue. Village Preservation has written a letter to Mayor Mamdani as well as to the chair of the Landmarks Preservation Commission. So far, no response. As Pride Month gets underway, a new push to have former Mayor Ed Koch's name removed from the 59th Street Bridge. This is coming from the Jim Oles Liberal Democratic Club. Club President Alan Roscoff tells 1010 Winds, this is over the late mayor's response, or lack thereof, to the AIDS crisis.
We didn't even get the showing of any empathy on an issue that broke the hearts and broke a community in half because so many of us died. The survivors are not being respected.
On the campaign trail, Mayor Mamdani said he supported going back to just the Queensboro Bridge. Council Speaker Julie Menon, whose district includes the bridge, is opposed.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.